All right, so we're diving into something pretty cool today. Nubro C of E Primary School, their religious education program. People have been raving about it. We had to see what the fuss was about.
Yeah, it's one of those things where you hear the name and you think, okay, standard RE, but then you look at their stuff, the planning documents, lesson examples, even their long-term vision, and it's like, whoa, this is different.
So we're talking less memorize your Bible verses
Yeah.
and more.
Yeah.
What's the core of what they're doing?
It's like, how do I put it? They've taken these big goals, right? Big theological ideas, and they've found ways to weave them into actual activities, hands-on learning. You see how they're building towards something way bigger than just textbook knowledge.
Okay, I'm intrigued. Give me an example. Where do they even start with that?
Well, their foundation is this idea of caring for God's world, which, if you're familiar with the fifth mark of mission, that's safeguarding creation. But they don't just talk about it, they actually have kids doing stuff.
Right, because what's the point of knowing about it if you don't
Yeah,
actually?
exactly. And you see it right away, nursery and reception, they have a unit on God creation. And get this, it all leads up to a special Sunday service all about animal welfare.
Seriously. So we're talking like 4-year-olds presenting on what being kind to animals.
More than that, they're learning songs,
That.
doing paintings, and they discuss, like actually discuss what it means to help creatures.
Wow, so it's not just don't pull the cat's tail. They're linking it to a bigger concept.
Stewardship, that's the theological word,
Wow.
but they're doing it in a way that even little kids can grasp.
That's amazing. And I guess that sets the tone for everything else they do.
Oh, absolutely. This idea that faith is something you live, not just something you learn about.
Okay, so we've got action, living it out. What else? What other threads did you pick up on?
Well, they don't shy away from tough questions, even with little ones. Key stage one, they have this God unit. And one of the questions they ask is, for what reasons would Christians want to communicate with God?
Whoa. Okay,
Ah.
that's a deep one. I mean, that could stump some adults, honestly.
Right. But they're getting kids to think about it. And it's interesting because kids are often more open to those big questions than we are as adults.
Yeah, they haven't built up all the walls and the defenses yet. So
Exactly.
they're living out their faith, they're tackling big questions. What else is in this like super curriculum?
Oh, tons of examples of putting faith into action. It's not just talking about it. Like in year 56, they have the Kingdom of God unit, and they actually make a tree of peace, a real one.
Okay, I'm picturing like construction paper and
It might be,
yeah.
but the point is, they write on it. They write down things they can do to make their community better.
Inspired by Jesus's teachings, I'm assuming.
Obviously. But it's taking that abstract kingdom of God and making it like real for them.
That's powerful.
And you know, it ties into another thing they do really well, making the Bible come alive. They have this big story
Oh,
approach.
I've heard of that. It's about understanding the Bible as a connected narrative, right? Not just random stories.
Exactly. And they use this awesome visual, a big frieze that shows the whole flow of the narrative. You can see how that would be super helpful, especially for younger kids, getting the timeline down.
Oh, yeah, because the Bible jumps around so much.
Tell me about it. But they use this frieze brilliantly. Like in year 34, the incarnation unit.
Okay, so that's what? Jesus becoming human? Big concept.
Huge, even for adults, but. They use the frieze to explore the Trinity, which, let's be honest, is a mind
Oh,
bender.
yeah. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, all one God. How do you even explain that?
Well, they ask these amazing questions like, which description of Jesus best reveals God? And they give options. Front man, last word, invisible God made visible.
Whoa. Okay, those are some serious questions. You can tell they're not dumbing anything down.
Not at all. They want kids to engage with these ideas on a deep level, but in a way that makes sense.
I like that. So it's challenging, but not overwhelming.
Exactly. And the cool thing is, it's not just about sticking to Christian beliefs either. What impressed me was how they wove in explorations of other
Oh,
faiths.
that's important. It's a diverse world out there.
Right. And in year 12, they have this Who Am I unit, and they look at Sikhism and Hinduism.
Interesting. What do they do with that? Because they're pretty complex religions.
They keep it simple but smart. They compare symbols of belonging, like the Sikh 5Ks. And features of a Hindu mandir.
I can see how that would be a good entry point for kids. It's visual, it's about identity.
And it sparks curiosity, like, hey, what's that? Tell me more.
And it shows them that there are other ways of connecting with something bigger than themselves,
Right.
that it's not just one right way.
That's it, exactly. And it goes back to that initial idea, caring for God's world. showing respect for everyone, regardless of their beliefs.
It's a good reminder for all of us, really.
For sure. And it's not just learning about these other faiths in a textbook way. They connect it to action, too. Remember the Salvation Unit? They look at the London Food Bank.
Right, I read about that. Founded by Christians. But helps anyone in need.
Exactly. So it's action over dogma. They're walking the walk.
I love that. It's a powerful message for kids. That faith isn't just about what you say you believe. It's about how you live your life. How you treat others.
Couldn't have said it better myself. Yeah, it's about walking the walk. Putting your beliefs into action. And you know, another thing that really stood out to me was how much they emphasize storytelling.
Oh, yeah. They use those characters. What are their names? Tom and Tessa.
Tom and Tessa, that's right. They pop up in different units.
Yeah. It's a nice way to make the learning more relatable, especially for younger kids.
Especially in that reception salvation unit we were talking about. Tom and Tessa guide the kids through the activities, like baking hot cross buns, making Easter gardens. It's not just telling them the Easter story. It's about experiencing it.
I bet those kids remember those lessons way longer than just, you know, being told the story. Mm. Hands-on learning is so powerful.
It really is. And it's not just for the little ones either. Even in year 56, they use storytelling to explore some pretty complex themes. The gospel unit uses the story of Joseph, you know, to talk about forgiveness.
Right. It shows how those ancient tales connect to, well, human emotions, even for kids today.
Exactly. And, you know, one thing I keep coming back to is how intentional this whole curriculum is. Mm-hmm. Every activity, every question, it all seems to have a purpose.
I agree. It's clear they've put a lot of thought into scaffolding the learning,
yeah,
building on concepts year after year.
Yeah, like that People of God unit in year 56. They use that big freeze again to connect the story of Moses, you know, freeing the Israelites from slavery, to Jesus' message of liberation.
Showing how those ideas are woven into, like, the whole fabric of their faith tradition.
Yeah, exactly. And it's not just about accepting those ideas passively either. They ask some challenging questions in that unit.
Oh, yeah. What kind of questions?
Like, which commandment has the most impact today? Or can anyone follow all of them perfectly?
Those are good ones. Could spark some debate, even among adults.
Right. It's interesting. They're not afraid to present kids with moral dilemmas. Let them wrestle with the big questions.
It's refreshing. So much of religious education can be about, like, rote memorization, dogma. This is different.
It encourages critical thinking, questioning, exploration.
And those are skills that will serve them well, no matter what they end up doing in life.
Absolutely. Whether they become devout Christians or not, those critical thinking skills and, well, openness to different perspectives are so valuable.
It makes you wonder, you know, how many adults could benefit from this kind of approach? I mean, it's so engaging, so thought-provoking.
I know, right? It's almost like they've cracked the code on how to make religious education, well, relevant, meaningful for kids today.
Something to think about. So we've got action, storytelling, critical thinking. But there's another piece we haven't talked about. Their commitment to multi-faith exploration.
Yes. And it's not just a token nod to other religions either. It's woven throughout the curriculum. It feels very intentional.
Like in year 12. Where they introduce kids to Sikhism and Hinduism. And it's not just about learning the basic facts, right?
Right. It's about comparing symbols of belonging, like the Sikh 5Ks and features of a Hindu mandir.
A way of showing kids there are many paths to, well, finding meaning, connection.
And they do it in a way that's appropriate for their age. Engaging. They're not getting bogged down in complex theology. It's about symbols, stories, rituals. Things kids can connect with.
It's a great way to spark curiosity. Open their minds to the diversity of human experience.
It is. Mm. And it lays the foundation for a more tolerant and understanding world, which, let's face it, we need right now.
We do. And it ties back to that idea of caring for God's world, too, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Respecting all of creation, including people from different backgrounds, beliefs.
It's so woven into their curriculum. It's not just a separate unit. It's like the underlying ethos.
Exactly. And, you know, it reminds me of another example that really highlights their commitment to putting faith into action.
A London Food Bank.
Yes. It's such a powerful way to show kids that faith isn't just about words. It's about deeds. And the fact that they chose an organization that helps people of all faiths or no faith at all, it underscores that message of inclusivity, compassion.
As they're saying, look, it doesn't matter what you believe. What matters is that you care for others. Make a difference.
Precisely. And that's a message that resonates, regardless of your own beliefs. It's a message we all need to hear.
We do. And Newbro's clearly committed to instilling that in their students. It's in everything, their long-term vision, specific lesson plans.
It's impressive. They've created a religious education program that's both deeply rooted in tradition and incredibly forward-thinking.
You know, as we're talking about this, I'm thinking, what would it look like to apply these principles to adult religious education?
Ooh, that's an interesting thought. I mean, we've both talked about how engaging this curriculum is, how thought-provoking. Could we learn something from it?
Imagine an adult religious education program that was as hands-on, as intellectually stimulating, and as open to different perspectives as Newbro's.
That would be amazing. It would challenge us to think differently about our own beliefs and how we live them out.
It might even help us rediscover that joy and wonder. That can be found in exploring faith, no matter what our background is.
I think you're onto something. Maybe we should take a page out of Newbro's book and start asking ourselves, how can we make faith education more relevant, more engaging for people of all ages?
Yeah, it's about more than just, you know, sitting in a classroom and being lectured at. It's about bringing faith to life, making it an experience.
It is, and Newbro really gets that.
They do. It's like they're saying, faith isn't about having all the answers. It's about being brave enough to ask the questions. But they don't just leave kids hanging with those questions. They give them ways to explore them, to wrestle with them, make sense of them.
That's where the big story approach comes in, right? That big freeze visual. It helps them see how everything connects.
Right. It's not just a timeline. It's a way of showing how all the different parts of the Bible fit together, like a puzzle.
Exactly. And in years 3 and 4, when they're tackling the Trinity, oh man, that's a concept that can tie even theologians in knots.
Oh, absolutely. Father, Son, Holy Spirit, one God. How do you even begin to explain that?
Well, Newbro uses that freeze to help kids see how Jesus fits into the bigger story of God.
Okay, so it's visual. It's a narrative. But they don't stop there, do they?
Nope. They bring it to life even more with those thought-provoking questions, remember? Like, is Jesus God's front man, the last word, the invisible God made visible?
Wow. Those are some seriously deep questions.
They are. It's not just about memorizing doctrine. It's about inviting kids into the mystery of it all.
I love that. That sense of wonder. And it's not just about the head knowledge either.
Right.
All those hands-on activities we talked about, the baking, the gardening, creating that tree of peace.
Right. They're engaging the whole child, head, heart, and hands.
Exactly. It's such a holistic approach. And I think that's what makes it so effective. When you combine intellectual stimulation with, well, emotional engagement and actual hands-on experience, that's when learning really sticks.
It does. It makes you wonder, you know, have we lost sight of that a bit in adult religious education? I mean, we tend to focus so much on lectures and debates and...
Yeah. Sometimes it feels like we've sucked all the fun out of it.
Right. Maybe we need to bring back some of that childlike wonder, that playfulness.
I agree. Imagine an adult Sunday school class where we're, you know, baking bread and creating art and asking those big unanswerable questions.
With that same sense of curiosity and openness as a 5-year-old, that would be something else.
It would be a whole different way of encountering faith. Maybe it would even help us rediscover the joy, the beauty, the mystery that's at the heart of it all.
I think so.
So it sounds like Newbro is doing some really incredible things.
They are. It's not just about teaching about faith. It's about equipping kids to live it out.
And to do it in a way that's both, what, rooted in tradition?
Yes. But also remarkably open to the diversity of human experience.
It's a model that I think all of us, regardless of our own beliefs, could learn from.
It really is. It makes you wonder, what would the world look like if we all approached faith with that same sense of curiosity, compassion, commitment to action? That's something worth thinking about.
Absolutely. It's a good note to end on. Thanks for diving into this with me.
My pleasure. Always fascinating to see what's happening out there in the world of RE.